last Sunday, how you end a thing is as important as how you begin a thing. Mm-hmm. So we ended it. Give me that trash can with its top off out there. We ended last weekend. Well, wait a minute. The devil, not that one. Let me first say this here too. Welcome to the land of plenty, the land of opportunity, and the land of supernatural success. Every time you walk through those doors, I want your expectation, glory to God, to rise and to know that you're coming in here for those three things. Amen. When you come through God's house, you coming into the land of plenty, not the land of poverty, not the land of barely getting by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not the land of normal, because the devil wants us to be normal. But once we get the word of God inside of us and the Holy Ghost in us, we are supernatural beings. We're not trying to be normal. And people get mad at you when you don't do normal. They get mad all they want to. They're not going to change me.
Amen.
Right by the fan right there on the side of the fan. Thank you so very much. And you got to understand, you got to come in and, well, I'm just going to church. We ain't going to have normal church no more. Okay?
Amen.
Doing it the way we're not going to have it. And if you don't want to step into God, you probably won't stay here. Because I'm going to tell you something, we're going to be led by the Spirit of God,
Amen.
Not by tradition, okay?
Amen.
Glory to God. And you got to understand that we have purpose and goals that we want to teach. My priority, let me say that the title of my message is Prioritize Your Purpose or Your Goal for 2026. Prioritize, meaning put it first. This needs to be in your mind, whatever else you're doing. Is this helping me to get where I want to get before 2027? Okay? And every time you walk through those doors, like I say, your expectancy ought to be high and everything. And you need to live by purpose. Live life on purpose, not just existing. Not just getting up doing the same thing. And this is the way we go to church. This is the way we live our life. Now we're going to see what God will say. Wake up and say, Lord, now what do you have for me to do today?
Yes,
or you can ask him the night before. Glory to God. We need to understand that we need to step out of religion and step into relationship with him. That's the first thing I need you to write down. Step out of religion and step into relationship. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean by relationship, you letting him tell you what to do. You're not telling him what to do. I mean that he have control. Like I heard somebody preach, he said, when you get saved, you make Jesus Lord of your life. Well, Lord means you let him tell you what to do with your money, with your marriage, with your children, with your husband, everything. You let him take, you go, he said, in all of your ways, acknowledge him. We're not here to do normal church. Oh, I went to church today, so I'm going to skip hell. No, you're not. You don't do what the word told you to do. You're still headed there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to obey. Am I telling the truth?
Amen.
Amen. And so you got to understand that you are here. You have to have a purpose. Well, what is my purpose, Pastor? Obeying the word and being a success.
Amen.
Now, we taught last week about a man called Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was Saul's grandson. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And one problem, he was born into royalty, but life pushed him into a low life living.
Okay.
And in that low life living, it formed ideas and attitudes and habits in him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you want to acknowledge it, because I know y'all think y'all a bag of chips and all of that good stuff. But whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you lived in the world. And it was not trained to the things of God. And so we said last week that you got to get rid of the baggages.
Amen.
And you know, some of y'all might have remembered some baggages. Now, this garbage can is going to symbolize unloading baggages.
Mm.
Old attitudes. Every time somebody tells you something you don't like, you got everything on your shoulder, you know. You get offended so easily. You miss the point by getting offended. The Bible talks about that. We're going to go back to that later. You got mindsets. So today, if you weren't here last Sunday, or if you found some more stuff you need to dump in the garbage can, spiritually dump it in there, please. This is our first Sunday in the year. We're going to get rid of everything. Can't nobody tell you nothing, you know. You need to dump it in the can. Get rid of it. Because you can't bring the old in the new and expect something different to happen. And so that's why we have that there. Because my priority, Elder and I priority, and those that's going to be preaching and teaching here, that priority is to make you see what you need to be doing so that you can gain the inheritance that God have for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Ours is to help you to put new mindsets, new attitudes, you know. And for those that wouldn't hear, that Mephibosheth was in 2 Samuel chapter 9. He was born in royalty, the grandson of King David, the son of Jonathan, heir to the throne, and had a life that shoved him into poverty. He didn't ask for that. He was a child. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're born under family, tribes, and different things. We didn't ask for the way we were reared up, you know. And I was reared up halfway in church and still was doing stuff wrong. Now that I was doing religion, you know, sitting there saying, now, when, come on now. I got to go. Then go to these places and stay all day. Watch 2 and 3 games. They have tag time. Go to the movies and do all of this here. But you see, this is life. God don't mind you going to games and watching stuff and doing stuff. But you better prioritize and put this first. Because the devil can put you up in the hospital and you can't do nothing. And you sitting there don't know nothing. You better know something. He'll change all of your time. So you need to put God's word first. You need first thing in the morning. You need to get up and fight. If you got to get up an hour early to pray. And my prayer this year, Lord, help me to get over me. Because everything ain't the devil. It's training that I was in. Mindsets that I was in. Oh, it don't matter how you do it. Yes, it do. It matters how you do a thing. Glory to God. So ain't no need in getting mad. Get God. That's all I can say, because I'm not going to say something to make you mad. You know. So he was born and he was taken to a place called Lo Debar.
Right.
Lo Debar was a helpless city. Did not have the word of God. No pasture. Nothing. Barrenness. And his attitude and mindset was shaped by his surroundings. And I got news for you, whether you believe it or not, yours have been too.
Amen.
Amen. We even had a pattern of how we go to church, what we do.
Yes.
You know, one lady come tell me, well, y'all don't have no praise team. Well, you didn't have no musician. When you was out there in the club, you didn't have one. But you danced and shouted and did. Come on here now. Don't come in here and act like you didn't have that. I'm going to come in here and act like, well, you got to have all of that. Well, ask him for a singing or put some music in your fingers, because until then, I'm going to find some good music and we're going to have church.
Yes,
right. Amen. So Lo Debar was a hopeless city. No word, no pastor, no nothing. Everything around it was to shake your mindset. Ain't nothing good. It's nothing good nowhere. And whether you, like I said, know it or not, you came to God. And the Bible say we were aliens. And we ain't talking about coming from the moon. We're talking about alienated from the life of God, the promises of God, because we was stuck in that world system. Amen. We was like the Joneses, and whatever they did, we wanted to do. We felt like we had to keep up and do all of this other stuff. And the Bible calls it alienated, call you aliens, because you was in a world system that was led by the flesh. That's in Ephesians 2:12, in case you think I'm just making up stuff. We were without Christ.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. And alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenant of promise. Being trained by the world system, our attitudes, like I said, and our mindsets was shaped by the environment they was in. It didn't all together have to be a bad environment, but it wasn't ruled by God's environment or by other tribes. That we tribes mean your family members, the people or whatever you was around, you know. And I don't know. I come from Louisiana. People, everybody wants you to act the same like they do. And when I start going against that, oh, my Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we had to, the Bible told us, though, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that we had to become what?
New creatures.
New creatures mean new creations. You don't just come and join church. You got to be born again. Amen. You got to get the word down in you so that when God talks to you, it agrees with that word. It don't disagree. It agrees with it. You got to understand, glory to God, that I'm not. See, when I got a purpose, when I get up in the morning, I ain't playing. You got to live life on purpose. My purpose this year is to be a greater success than I was last year. It's to produce a greater wealth than I had last year. Now, I don't care if you ain't got nothing to start with in your mindset. But we're going to show you, you got to prioritize your purpose. Because if you don't prioritize your purpose, you know what you're going to do? Satan's going to send all sorts of stuff in your pathway. Oh, can you do this? Or do, and all of this is steady taking you away from what you're supposed to be doing. I get people get mad with me because they ask me to do things. I said, nope, can't do it. One thing, I got to protect my anointing. Second thing, everything is not my mission to do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You know, somebody attacked me with, our church, we ain't concerned about saving souls. What about when nobody come up to get saved? What you going to do with the rest of it? You got to build the saints up. You got to teach them. You know, my purpose is to put something in you, let you know, glory to God, if you got my word of wisdom, and that remind me, I'm going to see if you want to get it every week. Y'all want to get it. Like I say, whatever this economy do this year, we're going to live first class living.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're not going to settle for something else. If old low class loaded ball come creeping back your way, say, no, God, I don't even reckon. No, put get your spiritual trash can and dump it. Say, I don't receive this.
Right.
Because I got a promise from God.
Amen.
So 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we're new creatures, new creations. All things will and have to pass away so that all things can be made new. Without renewing of your mind to be in the kingdom, except the kingdom, there's no possessing of kingdom promises. They could be in there, you can know them, but you can't really activate them because you're not in place.
Yeah.
So like I was telling the pastor this morning, I'm fighting a war, but I'm not fighting trying to ask God to bless me with this or that. That he done already done.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is to get in my position
right.
of sonship
yeah.
and authority and power. And stay in there. Because the devil's going to do everything he can to get you to leave where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything he can. He's going to pull every circumstance. He'll use anybody that's not deep in God to get you out of your position.
All right.
If you stay in your position and know who you are and whose you are, he can't mess with you and use your authority. Everybody can't walk in my house and do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because I'm going to stop them. I'm going to. Well, I'm going to lay in your bed. Heck to the north. You ain't going to lay in my bed. Especially my husband in there. You sure ain't going to lay in. You know, you got to put up a resistance when you know something is not right. But if you're not in that word, like he said, meditating, you better get you some teaching tapes or pull my teaching up on the phone while you going to work. You know, before you go to bed, Ellen Neal and I try to listen to teaching every night before we go to bed to build ourselves up, to keep putting that word in there, to know what's our authority, to let the devil know you can bring sickness, but I'm not accepting it because it's not in my covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the first thing I want you to notice is you've got to get a relationship with God.
Amen.
Don't come here with just religion. You need relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You need to know his voice. Ask him. Teach me your voice. Teach me how to flow in your flow.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to run your mouth. You need to run it. He said you have what you say.
Amen.
So that's, you need to put, that's the first thing this year. You need to get in relationship, not religion.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I love you, and if you call and ask me to pray, I pray for you. You need to know how to operate and have a relationship with him yourself.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let that devil know I'm not playing this year.
Right.
I'm not playing. So if you do not prioritize the things of God,
mm-hmm.
you're going to carry, keep carrying into the new world the same old things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this, and one of the things with knowing God, you got to know how to follow instructions.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And I say things not to make people feel bad.
Right.
But if I pass out these note tablets and no reason in the world why you don't need to come in here without them. You need to have them. That needs to be a priority.
Right.
Do I have this? Do I have that? Do I have my Bible? Do I have that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I spent money so that you can have a place to carry these notes. Go back and read these scriptures,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything. So there's three things I say I want you to pay attention to. And I said, number one, build a relationship, not religion, a relationship with God. You know, when you have a relationship with a person and you spend a lot of time with them, you basically know what they're, what they for and what they're not for.
Right, right, right.
And I tell my husband all the time, if you work with me 20, 30 years, you need to know some of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, your relatives ought to know. Don't come here playing no this and that and smoking all kind of stuff. You know better not to come to my house like that. You know. And then want to get mad when I don't let you in. Oh, no. Uh-uh. You know I got standards. Now, you got standards, but that's worldly standards. And I'm a call you before I go to your house. Because I don't want to run into nothing. I ain't got no business. Sometimes you go knock on people's door. Oh, that's pastor. Get ready. Push this back. Get this out of the way. Thank you, Linda. That's good. You got to understand. You got. We live in this life. And when you leave, how you start is going to play a big role on how you finish.
Amen.
And we in the first Sunday, we need to start right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's the garbage can again. Anything, you need to ask God, what is it that I'm packing around that I need to get rid of?
Amen.
Don't ask yourself, because you done lived with it, got used to it. You may not want to get rid of it. But it's not until you make way for the new, the old going to be sitting right there looking at you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, and people around you, they like that. They your tribe. What they say? Birds of a feather flock.
What
did
he say?
They don't care. You do something wrong. Oh, God, it's all right. Go ask them two brothers. What was their name? Adam's two sons.
Cain and Abel.
Was it all right when one brought the first and the fattest and the best? And the other one threw whatever up there. He said, if you do right, won't I bless you?
Right.
God ain't going to be blessing everything just because you think it's all right.
All right.
You think it all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Can I just pastor today?
Yeah.
I hope everybody else that come into church as members can see. The others, they might not understand this. You coming on. You getting it. Hallelujah. I'm not fussing, but I'm trying to tell you that if you don't do things a certain way, ain't nothing. You can quote the word all you want to. You're not going to inherit nothing because you're not in position for it. You can go to Burger King all you want and brag on it. You can clean the floor. You can clean the tables. But if you work for McDonald's, they ain't going to pay you nothing. Nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, for all of you that did not, like I said, acknowledge in yourself that there is baggages that you need to get rid of Spiritually, put it in that garbage can and unload yourself. And, you know, and if somebody else come and say, oh, this has your name on it, it's not mine. I ain't claiming nothing like that. Glory to God. Just stay away from the baggage claiming place. Unpack and throw away. So here is some symbols. This is a symbol of putting things in the can. You know, you may have some old, like I have old clothes I painted in. I'm saying, well, I'm going to save this in case I, and you look, you can't close your drawer because you got too much stuff you done bought the new and the old. Come on. It is in there. Get rid of that stuff.
Yes, help us.
And prioritizing means to put first. You don't put God second. You put him first place in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When you get as old as I am in the spirit, and I'm trying every day to do something different, you don't let people control your life. You don't allow circumstances to control your life.
That's right.
When I prioritize what I'm doing, some people can call me and, oh, I want you to come over here on a Saturday night or whatever. I'm not going because I never know what I'm going to face when I come here.
Amen.
You know, I learned to prioritize my time because I don't know how the devil going to do. I don't know who's going to be the slowing up the traffic. So I need to get my clothes out at night. So to just assure you, you're looking for your shoe and can't find it. You know, I was in a hurry this morning. I put on an earring. It fell. I took both of them off. I said, drop every weight in the sink. Anything that's going to weight me down, I got to keep picking it up. Get rid of it.
Right.
Yes. Hallelujah. I don't want nothing stealing my focus. If you don't prioritize your purpose, which is your goal, Satan gonna come in and steal your focus. Gonna try to come up with something that's first place in their life and want you to make it first place in yours. And I can't do that. Hallelujah. I got the only reason why this church is still going, glory to God, and we having the success people don't understand that we have, meaning we ain't begging for nothing, is because I prioritize this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're going to be put in a business, you can't run trying to, every time somebody call, run do this. Right, I got notes written and everything. What I have to do so I can stay in line with my purpose.
Yeah.
I don't get up in the morning and don't have a purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, just stretching and just doing whatever. You existing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first Sunday you need to have a purpose in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm paying a bill off tomorrow that I purposed to pay off in January, and I'm paying it off tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because I purposed. When I decided to do this, my purpose was to put how much money on here and to pay it off in January, and I stuck with it. Did other things come in? Yeah, but guess what? I bedded them down. You got to stay with your purpose.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you want to have future success,
well, yeah.
Glory to God. And I got another one. God, that was going out so I can do something else I needed to do. But I'm not going to do both of them at the same time. But see, God got things. He'll teach you. The Holy Ghost is in you. He'll be with you. The Word of God is in you. He'll teach you how to do business.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because the life I live, Satan always trying to embarrass me or make me look bad. Hallelujah. But guess what? I'm coming out with my goods. Are you coming out with yours? You better get yourself ready. So you better write down your purpose. Loretta, give them. I got some note-taking stuff that I gave. She going to pass y'all one. See if there's some pens somewhere. I forgot. You may have to go look into the.
There's
some pens back there. Okay. Yeah. Because we going to live life on purpose. The devil, he come in to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's going to come in to block you. Like I say, take your focus off of what it is. You know, I told them the other day, somebody come up to me with a lot of drama. I say, look, let me tell you something. I'm living drama free. If you want my opinion on it, I'll give you what I think the word is saying. But if you don't want to do it, get out of my way, because I'm going on 72 and I want it to look like 62. So I don't have time to be playing around with everybody's drama that want to drag it out. Either you do what God is telling me what you need to do, or take it somewhere else.
Amen.
Say, well, that you ought to not be like that. Oh, yes, I need to.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of folks dead and in their grave because of the fact that they let other people drama take them down.
Yes.
Don't want to go to church, don't want to give nothing, but then want to get in line. Every time something come up, you better get out my face.
All right now.
Right. Put your names on your tablets and everything. Okay. So I said it's three major points I'm going to make today. And one of them is get in relationship, not religion.
All right.
If you want a normal church where you just do like you wanted to do, this is not your place. Go somewhere else.
All right.
Because I'm not here to do normal. I'm here to get you on what you need to have, and we gonna have. We did succeed, have success in 2025, and we said we was gonna strive in 2025.
Right.
2026 is fixed by, don't forget that, the living word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I'm gonna go over it again. Prioritizing. Let me say this here. If you don't get rid of unwanted baggage, that's what the garbage can is symbolizing.
Mm-hmm.
Attitudes from the world. Walking around with a chip on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting to follow instructions. That need to be unloaded and put in that garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally. And if you find something else, glory to God, because I'm going to tell you something. It's these little foxes, the Bible say, that spoil the vine.
Right.
It's this stuff that, like we said last week, Mephibosheth, who was born into royalty, he was shoved into poverty and into a poverty mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you think you all of that bag of chips and all of that, you was brought up in this world and it was against, you were alienated against the promises of God and the word of God.
Okay.
So, you come in here, you like go. Now, let me tell you how some people do. They go to the doctor. And, you know, they got their phones. You know what I'm saying? And they know what's wrong with them. Because they done looked everybody's opinion up. Now, doctor, I think you ought to do this here. And you ought, that's how you go to God. And you ought to do this here. And I found out about this here. Shut your mouth! Let God talk to you instead of you down there calling yourself praying and telling him how you want it done. Amen. What you want done. That's not a real. I'm training myself better. Because I had a. You heard me say, hey, it's in the garbage can. I got to keep it in there.
Amen.
I had a bad habit of cutting my husband off when I'm talking. He talking. I want to get my point eight in there first. But I'm training myself. Because I want our relationship to go from one level, good level, to the next. We're not married to make each other miserable.
Right.
Hallelujah. Or to have a one-sided affair. Everything got to be the way you want it to be. I'm going to listen carefully to what he say, and then I'm going to dig in my spirit. You know, I don't get mad at everything I used to. Oh, I used to be some mess child.
Right.
But I had to want to change. I had to have a purpose.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
I had to have a purpose. Mm-hmm. My purpose is not to just sit here in the house with you and be miserable.
Or
argue. Because argument is going to bring poverty and it's going to bring sickness into your house.
Mm-hmm.
And like the woman said, before you get in them arguments, you better find out if you got enough money to pay for what you're getting ready to walk into.
Because
see, things, there's laws that God got in the world and they ain't going to change just because you don't want them to happen.
Right.
Amen. You have to learn how to avoid stuff.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So you got things, baggages and stuff that you even operated in 2025 that can hinder your success in 2026. Because we all had to start. We got to start the year off right. How you started out. You know, oh, I got a New Year's resolution. It lasts 3 weeks, if it lasts that long. It starts by prioritizing, putting things first. The most important thing that will cause other things to happen in your life to be more successful, you have to, like I said, create a relationship with God, take your position so that you can stop Satan every time he come to sabotage your success. Because he gonna come to sabotage it if it ain't no bit more than bringing you some kind of, you know, deception where they just don't like you. Child, I ain't got time to sit down and think about dislike folks. I got my mind. I got to use it for other things.
Amen.
But the devil will make you think that. And every time you come around somebody, you got an attitude.
Right.
Put it in the can. Hallelujah. We have to fix 2026 by the living word of God in your life. That's the only thing that can change things. You, when I say prioritize means to put it first, that don't mean your children come first, your husband come first, your job come first, because they can get in a position where nothing can help them but God.
Right.
So you better have you a relationship.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You better have one. You put them first. Come on here, somebody. They can't help you when they get helpless.
Mm-hmm.
You better put God first.
Right.
Hallelujah. And you, and if you living with your partner, y'all need to talk about it and say, now look, I love you. God knows I do. But if it's me, you or God, I'm staying on the God side.
Amen.
Because both of us in the ditch ain't going to help nothing.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I'm going to work it today, brother. Whether y'all want it or not, I'm going to work it. I come here to, that devil fought me and I won that battle.
Amen.
I'm coming here to work it. Hallelujah. So you have to be ready for the things that life is going to throw at you. And like I said, I'm going to end it with this. Mephibosheth was born in the royalty, but through circumstances, he got pushed into poverty places. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I had to make up my mind I wasn't going to live from paycheck to paycheck. I had to make up my mind that and ask God to help me to put my time, my money, and my work into what's going to cause me the biggest
return.
Had to. You could be just on the merry-go-round. Thank you moving, but you ain't going nowhere. You can make all kind of decisions and stuff. And you can ask my husband, I'll buck you like I'm on a rodeo. If you come to me and try to make me do something, I know God ain't in it. You better give me some space. Because you're going to have to get strong enough. And the word coming in here on a strong word is what's going to build you up so that you don't let the devil deceive you. Or if every time somebody say, come here, come on. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. If you get mad, that's okay.
You know,
we in the microwave, really, you know. Better get over it or you'll need me before I need you, because I'm going to stay in the word and keep my money coming and everything else. So we talked about relationship and not religion. So if you come in here and I don't do it the way you think it ought to be done, this is not your church.
Amen.
And maybe that's why it looked the way it is, but I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to, those that hung this year, then y'all come out with some awesome stuff. Not just money, but your body got healed. Glory to God. The devil tried to kill you, but he couldn't do it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to church to just do it the way I want it done. I want somebody to put something in me that hell can't take out. That when they say cancer, I say, uh-uh, ain't going to happen over here. Hallelujah. Told you that eye doctor come talking about looking at me. Yeah, it was a spot in my eye because it was some dirt on his computer. And I'm going on 72 years old. The last 3 or 4 years, because I confess every day that I have 20/20 eye vision. And that's what I had these last 3-4 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to get into this in our last session. So you need relationship. Relationship gonna tell you what God will do.
Uh-huh.
Don't get mad with me because I don't let folk come into my house and do whatever you want to do. And I'm not gonna go in your house and do whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So you can't come in God's house and demand what you want.
Right.
Like I say, when I want to go to a church, they got a praise team and they got music. Well, when you was in the club, you didn't have all that. You didn't have no live entertainment. And you what you dance by. Come on here, tell him. You had the same songs they were playing. You had some, come on here.
4 to 5.
So
records.
You want to come in here and act like I'm all wrong. I'm going to do what I got to do. If I don't have a plan A, I'm going to find me a plan B. But I'm going to keep it moving. Amen. All right. We talking about once you get your relationship, not religion, relationship with God, then the next thing, that's number one, put that down, relationship, not religion. We talking about prioritizing your purpose. The next thing you need to do, you need to realize, and we played that song, This Means War. I told you now, the praise service is going to help get your heart right for the word.
Mm-hmm.
It is war we're in. Spiritual warfare.
Yes, it is.
We're not fighting to get God to do something that he's already done. We're fighting to get in our position of power and authority and stay there. He said, if you abide in my word, abide don't mean visit. It means if you live in my word and my word live in you when circumstances come, don't let it take you out of the word. Don't abandon the word. Don't let cancer cause you. Oh, and I'm going to die. No, I ain't going to die till God get ready. Hallelujah. Because I'm training my body. You going to do what I say, not what you want to do. The Greek word for body means slave. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm not playing with life. You can run around and play with life if you want to. A lot of them didn't make it to 2026. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you know better, you start doing better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to be a little hard today, but life is hard in some places. So, we're going to go to Ephesians, our second point I want to make. 6, New Testament.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because we are in a war. Hallelujah. But the war is not to, you know, sometimes people stay up all night begging God to heal them. And healing has already been provided.
Amen.
Or God, I need the money to meet this bill. He didn't already save you the head, not the tail.
Right.
You got to learn how to walk in the flow of the anointing to have that provision made for you. It'll meet you. Glory to God. You don't have to ask and beg for it.
Amen.
So Ephesians 6, we're going to start with 10. And the second point that I want to make, glory to God, is life is not playing. So you got to say, how Kashina said, suited and booted up. When you get up in the morning, don't get up, you know, you better get up with prayer on your mind, put in that first place and say, Father God, I don't know what I'm faced with today, but I bind up wrecks, accidents, unnecessary breakdowns. I come again. The way I preach, you don't think the devil be after me. That's why I say every bone. I say the older we get, me and my husband be praying, the stronger we get. Hallelujah. Every organ in our bodies function in the perfection to which you created them to function. And I bind up any malfunction. I tell you what's working in my body, resurrection power. The word is working on the inside. Come on here. I prophesy and I speak to my kidneys, my heart. I bind up heart attacks. I bind up strokes. Why? Because I got the authority to do so. And he said a lot of this is happening with your brother and out there in the world. Why? Because they're not following the instructions of the word. They're not putting on enough strength. Hallelujah. To do this. Glory to God. So from Ephesians 6, we're going to start with 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Recently, I had several things to come up in my life. Boom, 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 boom. spiritual, mental tiredness is just as bad as physical tiredness.
Amen.
You got to learn this year how to keep, take the word and keep your body up, your mental capacity up, you know, and your spiritual is going to control those two.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, God, give me grace to do this today.
Yes.
And he did everything I needed to do. I got done.
Amen.
I was getting ready to come over here to take all those decorations down. And Sister Catherine caught me just before I walked out the door and said, Pastor, me and my daughter come over there and help you. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I was going to call Loretta, but she know how we had a way we did it to make it easier for us next time.
Mm-hmm.
We took everything off the pulpit, label it, put it in a bin. Everything off the out of the sanctuary, label it. Because, see, that stuff costs money, and I can't keep repeating it. We did it, and when you work together, that's why couples need to learn to work together.
Amen.
And unless you ask God to teach you how to work with one another, because you're different. Different is different. That's okay. Some things we need to put the difference in the garbage can. And then some things we just need to learn how to work together.
Amen.
I tell you, I got more peace in my house than I was. We pray.
Yeah.
And my husband would say, Lord, teach me how to. He know he got a handful. So he said, teach me how to work with my wife. And I said, teach me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh. We don't have that. I'm tossing you, Jane. You better get in this word. That ain't going down no more, brother.
Right.
Hallelujah. So he said, be strong in the what?
Lord.
In the Lord. When I pray for y'all, I pray that God put strength in your spirit so you can stand up to the devil.
Yes.
And in the power of his might. Don't run into tragedies or circumstances or people on your own. Pause for a few minutes and say, God, you show me how to handle this.
Yeah.
And I got a new one. I'm saying he teach me how to deal with difficult circumstances and difficult people. Because more difficult ones I didn't need to straighten out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Wiles mean traps.
Yeah.
First thing, let's go back. He said, let me see. No, that's in 11. Against the wiles. Yeah, wiles mean traps, deception. See, the devil can take your mind and make you think you something and it ain't nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, these we calling out are powers. Take me down a little bit. Satan got levels and demons, levels of demons and powers. Just like if you go on a job, you got seniority because you've been there the longest and you know your job. You go in the military, you know, you got difference in seniority and rank.
Mm-hmm.
So these are ranks, spiritual wickedness in high places.
All right.
And all of this stuff right here. When I started out, I had so many witchcraft workers working against me. I told them, I said, Lord, kill them. They're trying to kill me. He said, no, I ain't going to kill them, but I'm going to show you how to rise above.
Right.
When you going after success, you will be attacked by you. He's out there to sabotage your success.
Amen.
He'll get you in an argument when you going somewhere about nothing. He'll put people on your job that won't speak to you, and then they put you in another attitude.
I
don't care if you speak or don't speak. I'm going to go in there and speak and keep my mouth shut and keep it going down the road. We don't have to eat together, nothing like that. You see what I'm saying? So you got to work the fruit of the Spirit in there with that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But you can just rest assured the reason why you didn't come out with what you needed to come out with this year, last year rather, because we're in the new year, is because either he sabotaged it or you didn't know enough.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say, my people perish for what?
Yes.
lack of knowledge. Or when they get knowledge, they don't do it. Write that down. That's why I gave y'all, they got no excuses. You got past. So he said, we wrestling. You know, wrestling. To be able, you got to have enough spiritual strength and wisdom inside of you that when that devil come, you know how you wrestle somebody, you throw them on the floor and you keep them down there. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to knock the devil out of the way. I'm teaching a message at 6 o'clock called 2026 Will Bring Changes. And it's going to talk about like a basketball player. You got to learn how to pivot. You're looking for a way. Come on. You're trying to find. God going to make the way. You just got to stand there. You may have to pivot a little bit until you find that. But you're after that goal. Come on here, somebody. And the devil going to be trying to sabotage your success. You know, just like we talked about with these pews. Them people tried to make us mad circumstances. Tried to get us in them mad and get angry with the people and fuss with them. But I wouldn't let it come out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I kept prioritizing. We did our goals. Hallelujah. Don't be way in another city. We sitting up here waiting for them here. You know, if that were, well, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all crazy? You know, that's where he wanted me to go. But we didn't go that way. And they did some extra for us that we didn't even pay for. Because that wiles up the devil, that setups. He'll use people to set you up tricks and work on your emotions. That's how come being a new creature, you got to control your emotions. You don't let your emotions control you. They can come falling all out and all of them. You don't give me the money. I'm going to do that with you. I'm going to do just what God tell me to do. I'm through living through my emotions and having attitudes. Hallelujah. You have attitudes. You can miss out on jobs. You can miss out on all kind of stuff.
Amen.
Well, I ain't gonna let nobody talk to me like that. Just because if there's somebody call you Sam and your name's Sheila, don't answer.
Yeah.
If they talking to you a certain way, just let that go over your head. Because I told one, I'm here for to get this here. And I'm not leaving until I get this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm talking on the inside of me. So flesh, you lay down.
Amen.
You ain't getting offended. You're not going to do. I come in here with a purpose to get this. And I'm not leaving till I get it because I know it's in the house.
Amen.
That's why I asked y'all when you first come here. I said, welcome to the land of success, of plenty.
Yes.
Opportunities.
Thank you.
Supernatural success. The word I preach that God give it to me, it's going to be there for you, but you got to take it and do it. And that old man, how you going to kill that old man? Every time he want to raise up, bring him back down. Take your spirit and I say, get back. Don't let him have your tongue. Don't let him have your mind. Don't let him have your... You'll lose focus on what you came there for. We had to stay focused to get this church built because we ain't had nobody saying, let me help. Dumping any money in here.
Yeah.
Amen. We had to stay focused and we went through some stuff. I ain't going to tell you we didn't. But that's how come God told me when I finished and I was riding in front of here, he said, look what I have done.
Yes.
Be strong in the Lord and in the what? Power of his mind. All right. And wrestle. You got to be able to throw that devil down, force him out of your way. Put him on the ground and stomp on him.
Mm-hmm.
All of his interferences. The struggle is keep your mind. If the Bible say casting down what? Imaginations. He'll bring all kind of imaginations to your mind. I told him, I said, this ain't what God said. When he brought that big old lump on my hand, it was hurting so much. And I told the devil, I said, this ain't in my covenant. You go back to hell because I know my rights.
Amen.
I say, I know my rights. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I preached the message one time. If you can't bow wow with the big ones, stay on the porch. Stay right there on the porch till you learn. Because there are sharks out there in the spirit realm.
Yes, it is.
There's so much, you know, as that you got to learn how to navigate that spirit realm.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's why he told us to grow up in the Lord. Don't just come to church, grow. Hallelujah. So put on your whole armor.
Yes.
You can't win this thing without God's armor. Because you're going to be wrestling against, you ain't wrestling against flesh and blood. They might be cussing at you, but that's a cussing demon in them.
Right.
They're poverty spirits. If they can get you to cuss, you done got out of the will of God. You better pray and get back in it. We don't respond to everything the devil do to us. Hallelujah. When I told one of them, in my spirit, I said, when you finish, I'm still walking out of here with success.
All right.
You can cut up, fall out, do whatever you want to do. Because you don't control me. The word of God in me is what controls me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. You can play with life if you want to. You better put that armor on. And he said, be strong in the Lord. We ain't fighting against flesh and blood.
Oh, yeah.
When them people was cutting up and doing all of that, we realized flesh and blood is the devil.
Yeah.
So me and Elanir got in here and start binding him up and binding every response the devil wanted us to have against that.
Amen.
13. And then he said, look, let me go back to the end of 12. We're not, he said, spiritual wickedness against the rulers of the darkness. In the darkness, that means when you don't have the light of God, you got demons ruling in the darkness. And you got to let have enough. Every time you go another level, new levels mean what?
Yeah.
New devils. So you better take your strength to another level.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not strong enough, I don't care how much money you can get, you won't handle it right. And it just get away.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Money don't control me. I control it.
Amen.
And by the Spirit of God, he tells me how to spend it. Like I said, I haven't been able to get into no avenues like getting CDs and all of this stuff like that. You got to know how to. It's some things we go in the world, we in the world, but we not of the world. So we work it as the world working. One time, I never said this before. Had got a large sum of money and wouldn't mind. But God showed me how to put it on a CD. Well, you know what the savings account, they ain't giving hardly nothing. But in 6 months, that amount of money made $1,500.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because, and God told us how to do it, when to do it. Amen. With my money, but they trusted me. And that's what I'm looking for.
Amen.
I ain't looking for no 2.5%.
Right.
You know, but you see, he said, if you learn how to control the little that he give you, then you'll listen and control a lot.
Right.
Say, well, what did you do when you got that money? Rolled it right back over into another one. Hallelujah. And there are other vehicles out there that God can show you when and how to get into, where you can make that money and what to do with it. Hallelujah. Because I refuse to be broke when he say I'm the head and not the tail.
All right.
I told you. Now, y'all said y'all was millionaires last Sunday.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're going to have to manifest. Okay. Then he said, look at 13. Wherefore, take unto you the armor, the whole armor, not half, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. We in evil days now, and having done all he trained you to do, stand.
Well, yes.
You got that? After you've done all he didn't train you to do, stand. Don't change. I sent y'all a word of wisdom. It don't matter what the economy be in 2026. It don't matter what the news say. We're going to live in first class living.
All right.
That's our purpose. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that come to bring you less than that, mm-mm. I'm going to show you what to do with it. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
All right. He said, therefore, take unto you the whole armor that you may be able to withstand in the days of evil, having done all to stand. Don't, well, I ain't got time to put on no spiritual armor. Listen to all them tapes. You better learn how to put. You could. We got technology now. You could pick it up, pull it up on your phone.
That's right.
Listen to it while you riding around.
Right.
I told you, Beyonce ain't gonna give you none of her money.
Mm-hmm.
She don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
You could be her long distance cousin. That means she gonna give you anything. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. So when the devil come and put something on you or try to get you to receive something, you know that don't belong to you.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. So gird them loins with the truth. Hallelujah. And having the breastplate of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about this when we lived in the world. We did some of anything and everything. But now that we getting a better teaching, we got to keep that breastplate on.
All right.
I was walking out the store the other day, had something in my basket. I said, oh, this is not worth going to hell for. Let me turn around. Now, I used to call it a blessing. Ain't no need to lie. But I got money in my pocket. I can pay for that. Amen. I don't have to say. I got enough money. I said, let me turn this around and go pay for this here. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't know who could have been in the store watching
right.
what you were doing.
Amen.
Tithers blessed.
Ain't no need lying, used to. But I know now I got the money. I'm not going to keep saying that. I'm not going to keep operating in that. Put on the, you got to put that, what is it? Breastplate of righteousness, doing things right. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Above all, taking the shield of faith,
right.
wherewith you shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked.
Right.
Now, this is going to be an important thing. You got to learn how to keep your shield activated.
All right.
And I'm going to show you how to do it. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I have to keep my helmet on. I got to protect my anointing.
Right. That's right.
Amen. I don't care. They can call me holy roller. They can call me whatever they want to call me. But you're not going to call me poor whip and defeat. Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Okay. So the second thing we need to do. After we get a relationship with God, that's the first one, not religion, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing we need to do is keep our armor on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a mental view that you got this armor on. You wearing it. And the armor comes with the position like a policeman. He come with a gun. He got a stick. And if you get out of line, he can use it.
All right.
So God has given you authority and power.
Mm-hmm.
Now you sit there and let the devil beat you up. That's you. Hallelujah. The second thing, you know, like we said, you got to wear it. And you got to know how to be skillful in this armor.
Yes.
You know, and that's not letting the devil take over your emotions and getting you all out of place. You got to put in, kick in love and kick in peace. Amen. There's some things that the devil tried to worry walk me. My husband say worry walk me with, and I have to stay in peace.
Yes.
If I done gave it to God, he will work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to keep worrying about something. Amen.
Amen.
All right. You now we coming into number three. You direct your destiny with God's word. Now we said 2026 is already fixed. By the living word of God. So if you don't have that word, learn how to use it. You're not going to get what he said you can have.
All right.
And I need you to turn to Ezekiel 37, Old Testament. Now you ought to have your armor on now. You're getting wet at the church. Put it on. Go back to that and read and learn how to. You got to be kingdom minded, not just going to church minded. Kingdom minded. What did I say?
Ezekiel.
All right. Say make it plain, Pastor.
Make it plain, Pastor.
I believe I will. I believe I do just that. If you don't get this, you just don't want it. And it's all right if you don't want it. Don't be calling me all hours of night. All right. Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Is talking about God is showing him a vision. You got that?
Okay.
Deacon, you're going to help me out. In the vision, he comes to a valley. And in the valley, there are dry bones. Get the can. And I tell you what, pour them on the top of that. This paper, this stuff is representing dry bones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's bad enough to have a lot of bones that's separated. And if you don't, if you're not a surgeon, you don't know what bone go to what.
Right.
But they're dry.
Mm-hmm.
Death is in them.
Yeah.
Amen. So if you begin to read, and I'm going to just read a little part of it. Look at 37 and 1. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit. We're supposed to learn how to operate from our spirit. In the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley,
mm-hmm.
which was full of bones.
Yes.
And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley.
Mm-hmm.
And lo, they were very dry, not just dry, mm-hmm. but very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?
Yeah.
And I answered, O Lord God, you know it. You're the only one that knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the cross. This is it. Now, these are the bones scattered about.
All right.
Now, what the bones represent, dead relationships.
Mm.
You can be in a relationship with your child, with your spouse, and it's dead. You're not getting out of it. You can just sit it right there. Or put it on top there where there you go. You're not getting out of it what you're supposed to get out of.
Yeah.
So when you see these bones on here, that's what it's representing. Dead desires. Dead skills, where you could have went and got skillful in something, but because it looked a little hard, you didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
You could have got a job, but because it looked like, you know, well, ain't nobody going to hire me. That's the dead bones.
Mm-hmm.
Dead skills. Dead dreams that you have had in your life that God has given you. You know, when God gave us the dream of doing this church, He showed me where every room was supposed to go. And when I took it to the architect, that's the way I did it. But I could have said, we don't have enough people in church. We can't do that. But when God gives you a dream, a vision, if he authored it, he's going to finish it. And you got a lot of people that had, I tell you what, pull it on the second one. I want everybody to be able to see it. He's not going to tell you to do something you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to provide for you to do it.
Yes.
This building costs almost $300,000 to put it together. And I'm, you know, if I'm looking at the money, I'm like, I don't have that kind of money. But God put people in our path that donated this. And the guy that was sitting in here when I got here, we needed air conditioning. And he was over there at Fort Benning putting in air conditioning. And he did it free.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The guy that gave us the free treats. See, you got, many people got a lot of dead skills and dead opportunities and dead dreams because they would not trust God.
That's it.
Didn't give it to them.
That's right.
They lay it right there
mm-hmm.
in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll get mad at you if you go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you better have you some strength. Dead relationship, dead skill, dead money. I told y'all, I'm in the thing, and I'm just, God keep telling me, you're tired. And I said, God, I'm giving my tithe. He said, that's all the money out there that you're not getting, that I got tithes. Dibs on tithes. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Dead money, because you won't go get it.
Right.
Glory to God. Everything ain't going to come easy.
Mm-hmm.
So what have I been training y'all? You got to learn to do hard. You got to learn to do difficult. And when you learn to do hard and difficult, you can do the impossible. Satan ain't going to just say, okay, this yours. Okay, I'm going to get out the way. No, he ain't going to say that. You got to push him out the way. So we said dead relationships, dead opportunities, dead skills. Dead dreams, dead money. That's what all them dry bones was. Because God was talking about symbolizing
mm-hmm.
Israel and how they had been captured and everything. And that, and the enemy had did them all kind of ways. Like he's done us in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Do you all kind of ways.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of one fool, then here come another one, just like the other one.
That's right.
I told my husband, you're gonna have to, my age, you gotta have some money or idea or something. Because I can't do poor. I've done that already. Ain't gonna do that. But God will give you the wisdom. Hallelujah. And like I said earlier, when you get your apartment, y'all work together. Come to church together. Learn the word together. Hallelujah. And if you married and he don't want to come to church, don't force him. Just live right in front of him. He said, well, what they got in her? Hallelujah. So all of these, all of this, when he told us, the man, the prophet, he said, go look in the valley. And in the valley was dead. It was dry bones. And then, you know, he going to ask him, can these bones live? The prophet said, he said, prophesy to him. How am I going to change my life? I'm going to speak to it. I'm starting in 2026, the first Sunday. I'm going to design what 2027 going to look like when I get there. Hallelujah. And I'm going to call those things that be not like the Bible said, which is a spiritual kingdom principle, as though they are.
Yeah.
I made up my mind when I was struggling financially. I said, I'm not going to live from paycheck to paycheck. I was prophesying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn. He said, prophesy to them.
Yeah.
Meaning speak to them. Don't make your future. Yeah. Speak with you the future of what you want it to be.
Uh-huh.
That's why I told that woman yesterday. I was in the store. She said, oh, you sure looking good. I said, baby, I'm trying to make 72 look like 62. I ain't got time to be sitting here squinching and going on all the folks. I ain't got time to get in your drama. I look at the dog and say, don't bring me no drama today. You know. You direct your destiny with your words. He said, life and death is in what? The power of the tongue. You've been trained to say deaf things. Oh, that boy gonna run me crazy. Oh, that man ain't gonna never be right. That lady used to stand up and testify. I want y'all to pray for my husband. He getting worse and worse. Praise the Lord. And she kept having what she said. That old hard-headed boy, he ain't gonna never get right. You keep having what you say. The Bible say, call those things that be not. Line it up with the word of God. And tell it, say, you ain't going to hell. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. That's why I speak to my body. I speak to my bones. I speak, glory to God, to my blood. I speak because I'm sending out in the future. I'm prophesying the way it's going to be. I'm just not going to sit there and let life as it did in Mephibosheth push you in a corner of poverty and bad health and everything. Y'all will sit down and talk to people on the phone. You get pumped up here, and by the time you get on the phone, you know, them old half breeds and no breeds. They don't know nothing about the word.
Yeah.
You know, this running our family say that's why I got born again, because it's not in my family. Hallelujah. Say diabetes don't run in me no more. I cancel it. And you keep saying it. And you keep calling your future what it is and not what you want it to be and not what it is. He said, you prophesy to them dry bones. And when he began to talk to the dry bones, the bones began to take on flesh and blood, and it began to come alive as you begin to talk like the Bible said in Mark 11:23. He said, speak to the mountain, speak to the circumstance. Pull your wallet out there and say, you ain't gonna be broke all this year. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to do what God tells you to do. I don't care how crazy it is. He said, my ways are not your ways. And I'm not gonna get on the phone. I'm not gonna get in the crowd and change my testimony to line up with you. Be like the preacher told me. He looked at me, well, you ought to say amen. I said, when you say something right, I'm gonna say amen. I'm not gonna do it just because the hype is on in the church. No way. I don't have to prove nothing. And you know, people get mad with me. That's okay. Because you ain't paying my bills and they're getting paid ahead of time. Said she just bragging. That ain't bragging, baby. That's proof. Okay? Put that somewhere.
right.
Hallelujah. Ain't nothing but proof. I can prove that. I can pull it out and show you. Hallelujah. Didn't live like that all the time. It's not based on who I am. It's based on who I'm packing on the inside. The Holy Ghost. He said, I'm greater in you than anything you can come up against. It's nothing that you come up against in this world that I'm not greater than that. And I can fix it if you let me have it. I can fix it if you do what I tell you to do. I can fix it.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Something's going to be happening to one person. You could be on your job, and they're not happening to you because you believe in different. You talking different. This ain't go to church and I go back out, keep doing the same thing. You keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep having the same results. And you got to put on some strength so you can stand up and tell that mountain, tell that disease, tell that poverty, you ain't going to work in my life. I'm not coming into 2026. I'm going to have more money. I'm going to have, come on here.
Amen.
Y'all need to prophesy. I told you, it's going to be the year of the men. Not get something that you can rule. Hallelujah. Get something that you're going to work with God.
Amen.
Waiting for Mr. Perfect. You ain't perfect. Get the revelation. I know more than you know about spiritual things, and I ain't perfect. I done lied this. I used to say herself all the time. She from Louisiana. Girl, she'll resurrect herself if I don't watch it. Hallelujah. Glory. Them men is not supposed to be your whole. Well, you got to make me happy. Make you happy. I can add to your happiness, but I'm not the source of your happiness. Jesus is the source of your happiness. Then when they can't, they don't make you happy because they're not doing what you want them to do. Then you're ready to throw them out. That's okay. I got thrown out one time, but I stayed at the bus station, and guess what? I got picked back up with a better situation. I ain't mad with nobody. We don't. Hey, sometimes we disagree on certain things, but you'll never catch him at no bus stop because I ain't putting him out there. I didn't mean to say that, baby. I did not mean to go there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stupid stuff. Stuff that come out of. Come on here. You travel. That's the way your mama did it. Oh, you ain't, I don't take no mess off no man. That's why you ain't got none.
Okay.
I ain't telling you to take mess. I'm telling you to work with God with these people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It ain't gonna be the same. You can't operate the same.
That's right.
I don't know why I'm getting on this.
It's right.
Not a part of my message.
All right.
I used to tell women that used to try to run with me before I got married again and they married, they wanna stay out late. Go home.
That's right.
You got something at home. I don't have to go home early if I don't want to, but you go home.
That's right.
You know, I could have been a bad pastor and say, oh, y'all, come on, let's just go out, you know. And talking about, well, he ain't saved, he ain't there. You better go home because I ain't paying all your bills. You better go home and learn how to treat that man right and keep your mouth shut. Say what God tells you to say and don't say. Come on here.
Amen.
That's why I'm living good now. Say first class living.
First class living.
Woo! Might have took me 77 years to get there, but that's all right. I'm there, baby. That's better than living a whole lifetime. You ain't winning. You ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got a house we moved in almost 5 years ago. That thing, listen, for New Year's and the 4th of July. Them people like they were popping firecrackers right under our bed. It was so loud. It was so, my dog was all tore up. Ella Neal and I got in that living room and we put peace in that neighborhood.
Amen.
I said, I forbid the devil.
Amen.
I forbid you to come and make my life miserable. And I'm paying the house note here. And when I tell you, wasn't a firecracker, they was on the other side. Or you can go somewhere else and pop, but you ain't going to put it all in my yard and under my, We shut it down. Then we shut it down, baby. We shut it down. It was some peace. I ain't got nothing against firecracker, but do it in your own yard. When I wake up, all that stuff on the top of my roof and all of that, I'm not going to have that. That's my jurisdiction. I got control over that.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. One of them even moved out of the neighborhood. That's okay. Do whatever you got to do. Because you ain't going to do what you want to do around here. Because I didn't put a thing and I say, Lord, put a hunger and a thirst for righteousness in here. Yes. I got a neighbor. She brought me some pecans. She bring me stuff. She said, I know we're a sinner, but you know, she know how to get that blessing. I pray on it. They I ain't lying. They bring watermelon and all kind of fruits and stuff. Want to bless the path. And then they look like they used to. They don't even cut up like they used to. Talking about, who are they? She said, they preachers. He came back talking about, they creatures. John said, they didn't say creature. They say preacher. Y'all creatures. Okay, well, we came from another planet called heaven. I ain't going to get mad with you. Say what you want to say. Glory to God. But them little aliens stopped getting in people's car and stealing stuff. We cut all of that off on our block. Because I'm walking in the authority of God.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a regular church goer. I'm going to be a producer and a manifester.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So in my clothes, and he said unto me, 3, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. God gonna give life to them dead accounts. Come on here. You looking at, you want to talk about what the government doing and I ain't looking at that. I'm looking at the word. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. I'm going to resurrect your dead relationships that you still want. I'm going to resurrect the dead opportunities. I'm going to bring you into some more. And you're going to have to know when it's God opportunity to walk in it. Your skills. Amen. See, I'm asking God. I want his genius. I want his skills in doing what I do. The dead dreams, he's going to resurrect that. And the dead money. See, you got to understand, he's going to give life to these things. The thing you running away from. Well, how long she going to be? Long as it takes to operate on you. Y'all better think. Y'all just don't know. Some surgeries take 4 hours. Some take 6. And y'all be sitting in there. I'm an intern. I think you've been doing hell all your life. You can at least give God 2 hours. Hallelujah. The devil been trying to steal, kill, and destroy you. And then she too hard. No, life is hard.
Yes,
and you better have a hard, strong relationship with God to know how to deal with it. Because he says, go rain on the just. Don't worry about that, baby. He can't holler no louder than me. You better know how to deal with it. It's going to rain on the just and the unjust. When they go up on the sinner's insurance, they're going up on yours.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's why when I get out of one debt, I don't make another one. Glory to God. I save me some money for things like that.
Right.
So when it go up and one guy, everything going up, he just kept me. I was trying to be nice. I'm in the line. I wanted to tell him, not leave me alone now. But it just, you know how people get behind you? Everything going up. Everything going up. I turn around and say, my money going up. Hallelujah. I'm going to have the money to meet what's going on.
Thank you, God.
I'm going to end it. I told y'all, Trina taught me how to ear hustle.
Good teacher.
So I'm confessing. Because I would house tax is over almost $1,800. So we confessing. I'm confessing. It's going down and it'll stay down. Y'all heard me say that. So while we went to pay the taxes, this lady sitting down there, do y'all have a discount for The only time I want to be called elderly when it got discount attached to it.
Me too.
And she said, yeah, we got one for, you know, over 65 and everything. I said, my ears start perking up. So I told John, John said something. I said, be quiet, baby, be quiet. Let me hustle.
That's what you had to do.
And the woman began to tell her what she needs to do. And next week, I'm going down there and start that process, glory to God. Because I've been confessing my tax is going down and going to stay down. But God did put before me, come on here, somebody, and a plan. Some, I'm still in the spirit now.
Mm-hmm.
A plan. And you think I ain't going to work that plan? And when I save on them taxes, I'm going to put them aside for whatever else come up that I was not expecting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to go down there like one person I went shopping with and then come back. Girl, I just spent God's money and mine too. I said, I will never get that happy. I don't go to nobody's mall and get that happy where I'm going to spend. Because see, I know a man was eating Thanksgiving dinner and got choked on the turkey bone and died. I ain't giving the devil no room. I'm going to stay in covenant with God. If you ain't got if you don't think you got the money to pay your tithe, believe God for the money to come in. And when it come in, you do what you're supposed to do. Stay in covenant with God. Hallelujah. That's why somebody, I told him, I said, you can dislike me. You can get mad with me. I said, well, you better watch what you say. You don't know who you're going to need. I already got who I need.
Thank you.
El Shaddai.
Right.
El Shaddai.
Right.
Come on here.
Right.
He going to take care of me because I'm going to obey his word. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just like I know that man back there. He opened his mouth. I opened mine. He going to make sure I got something. He going to eat. He going to feed me. If he lay in the bed with a roof on it, I'm going to be in there too. Because I belong to him. Hallelujah. He going to take care of me.
Oh,
yes.
God going to take care of both of us.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. And every time we pray in the living room, here come the dog. He going to move things out the way. He's like he said, I'm coming for prayer. He get right in there and lay down with the prayer. John will tell him sometime, come on, boy. It's time for prayer. But you ain't got time for prayer.
Amen.
You don't have time to do this here. You got to run every time somebody say jump. You holler, ha ha. Oh. No, you ain't going to do me like that. It's going to be people in your life you're going to have to cut off.
Amen.
They'll keep you on the phone. You've been told what to do. And they won't do it. I ain't got time for your drama. I let go as the world turn. Now you think I'm going to sit here and turn with you on the phone?
Mm.
That ain't going to happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what are these dry bones? Don't look like my life can be put together. I'm in a mess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say toe up from the floor up. But God say prophesy. Take my word and put it in your mouth. And say I'm the head and not the tail. Say I don't live from paycheck to paycheck. You got to prophesy the word of God, which is going to put a demand on your future. When you put that word out there in the atmosphere, it's going to start taking on life. Glory to God. Just like God told him to prophesy to the dry bones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth in Mark 11. 23 says, speak to the mountain, speak to the circumstance.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting older, but I ain't going to care. Old. That devil tried to mess with my mind sometime. I told him, I said, oh, you ain't getting my mind. You might try to confuse me every now and then. If I lose something in the house, I'm going to be losing my mind. I said, God, ain't nothing wrong with my mind. You know where it's at, and I always find it.
Yeah.
If it's in the house, I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Do I have anybody in the house ready to destiny, to change your destiny? Starting on the first Sunday, you're going to go out here. You ain't going to do the same thing. You're going to speak God's word over your life. And the devil will say, that don't work. Say, I ain't talking to you. Now I didn't listen to you long enough. Don't matter how it feel or how it looks, speak that word. And it'll start coming together. It'll start putting on that flesh. It'll start, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm not going through 27, 26 to make it to 27 with the same amount of money, with the same crazy folk, with the same. I'm not doing it. Make your mind up and live life on purpose. And my purpose is to speak that word. Now, before we get ready to take communion, hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross. For all of your sins, all of your failures. And he gave us a chance. He said, if you sin, bring it to me. Don't get on the phone and talk to it, everybody. Somebody do you wrong, bring it to me. Don't live life without expectations. You, God, is the land of plenty. He died on that cross. And when we drink of that juice, that's a symbolization of his blood that he shed for you. Hallelujah. He knew what we were going to do. But guess what? He died on it so that we can have a chance for a new life. Hallelujah. So we ain't going to just have no, well, it's communion time ritual. No, when you drink that juice, you think about the blood that was shed upon that cross so that you can get rid of dead opportunities and dead skills and dead dreams. You can dream again. Hallelujah. You can have a better life than you ever had. Because God is on your side. And he didn't pay the price. Hallelujah. When you take of that cracker, it's his broken body that paid glory to God instead of breaking your body for the sins that you did. He took the broken, then he let them break their body. You keep that in mind. And when you take this communion, you need to know, glory to God, this was done for little old me. Little old country time me. Little old girl from Louisiana that they said wasn't going to mount to nothing. Come on here, somebody. Little old girl who even my daddy wouldn't claim. But that's all right. I got a daddy in heaven. He put his name, come on here. He gave me his name. Hallelujah. I put all that baggage in the garbage can. See, I can't go back. It don't go in the past. Keep moving forward in the future. Did you learn anything?
Yeah.
Stand to your feet.